Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in Sila Paramita, the practice of selfless kindness, which Supreme Master Ching Hai shared with our association members during the international gathering on December 29, 2008.
Today, I read you some of the Buddhist Bible. This is one of the advices that the Buddha gave to his disciples in the Diamond Sutra. The Diamond Sutra is a collection of some of the do's, you know? The do's and other sutra collection of the don'ts. This is the do's, you know? Many do's, yeah, the Buddha says. The first one, for example, is to practice charity, yeah? The first one is charity. The second is keeping the precepts, yeah? And the third one is perseverance. And the fourth is diligence. And the fifth is wisdom. That's right. The diligence in meditation practice, and the fifth one is wisdom. Yeah, I have to use your wisdom. Attaining wisdom and use your wisdom. So today we are talking about the practice of selfless kindness. It's called Sila Paramita in Sanskrit. Now the Buddha talked to his disciple, one of them, is a Supputi. He said like this, Supputi. When a disciple is moved to make objective gifts of charity, he should also practice the Sila Paramita of selfless kindness. That is, he should remember that there is no arbitrary distinction between one's own self and the selfhood of others. And, therefore, he should practice charity by giving not objective gifts alone, but the selfless gift of kindness and sympathy. If any disciple will simply practice kindness, he will soon attain Anuttara Samyak Sambuddhi. What is Anuttara Samyak Sambuddhi? It just means, the highest attainment. Okay? The highest of Buddhahood, the Buddha nature, the complete Buddha nature. Okay, so what did the Buddha mean by we have to practice selfless kindness? Anybody knows?
When you give something, you expect something back, whatever.
Yeah, that's good. That's right, also. Okay. What the Buddha means here, I guess, is when you give, you don't think that you're giving. You know, because he say you should not make distinction between yourself and the other self, you know, between me and the chocolate over there, the choco brother over there. You see, because when you give with the objective thinking in the mind that, okay, I'm giving him something, then it's not a complete giving. Yeah, it's not a Sila Paramita. Sila Paramita means you give, but as if you give it to yourself. Like you drink water when you're thirsty, you eat when you're hungry. It's no big deal when you're giving yourself something to eat. Would you praise yourself like, oh, I am great. I'm giving myself a bottle of orange juice. I am giving myself some charity. No. That's why when we do something, we just do it. Yeah? Because we feel the suffering of others. We feel the need of others, therefore we give. Just as when we need something, we give it to ourselves, so there's no big deal. There's nothing to talk about, yeah? We do what we can for ourselves, right? When we're hungry, we try to find something to eat, whatever we can find to eat, as long as it's good. Good for the body, yeah? And then when we're thirsty, we find something to drink, yes? Not alcohol, of course, yeah? Some liquid to drink, huh? Water, orange juice, something. So, if we give to ourselves something to drink or to eat, we never think of anything. Yeah, it's a natural thing to do. So similarly, when we give to somebody, it is just like that. That is what Sila Paramita means. Paramita means perfection. Perfect. A perfect gift. A perfect charity. It is when you give without giving. Right. And now, because we have the Supreme Master television, every time we give something, they all know about it. Yeah. But it's not like purposely, like we want to let people know. You know, okay, maybe we let people know, but it's not for boasting about it or for having a medal or some prize or something like that. No, it's just that, like a reporting, yeah? And most of the things we give, many things we do are also not reported anyway, yeah? Including the thing I do, don't always get report. But the things that are officially, you know, through the association members, then they just report it anyway. And if anything we do alone or I do alone, we don't often report about it. Mostly don't report. Unless it's something special or it happened to be known. Okay. If we have to give officially and people know about it, then okay, let it be. If we give without official recognition, then it's also let it be. Both are paramita sila. It's not like we have to attach to one form or another and say, oh no, the Buddha say that sila paramita mean give without giving. Nobody should know about it, you know? Also like in the Bible, Jesus say when you give, with your right hand, don't let your left hand even know about it. Yes. So that means what? I mean, you give, but like you did not give. Yes? You don't record it in your heart, in your mind, like, oh, I have given something, and I grant, you know? So this is what it means. Don't let the ego pop up with it. Because that is not a giving then, you know? It is a showy act of charity, a showy act of theater, but it's not a real giving from the heart, yes. But nevertheless, we should not always hide the left hand from the right hand, you know. Okay, whatever, if the left hand knows, happen to know, then let it be known. And if the left hand doesn't know, then also doesn't know. What Jesus meant and what the Buddha meant was that we don't deliberately, you know, blowing trumpet and beating the drum whenever we give one penny to anybody or do something good. That's what it is, yes. Just let it be, you know, whatever. We're not attached to one form or another. Because the thing is, the Buddha say that when you give without giving a perfect charity, then you have more merit than when you give with the knowing that you're giving. But this is just intellectual wrestling, you know? When we attain this perfection of charitable quality, we just give, yeah? We will not think, yes, I'll be recognized or not recognized. We couldn't care less, yeah? Whether it will be known or not known, that is the perfection. Not deliberately also trying not to be known, and if somebody already print the newspaper, you go buy all the newspapers so that nobody else will read about your charity act. No, we just let it be natural, huh? Because we give without caring whatever result anyway. Yeah? Okay. So that is the perfect charity. That is sila paramita. That is the loving kindness, the selfless kindness that goes with the gift. Yes. Because if we give high-handedly, like, oh, you know, I give it to him. He needs me. Or she's, you know, desperate and I am in a position to give. Then maybe sometimes this kind of attitude is not very kind to the receiver, Yeah, maybe make him or her feel humble, humiliated. In a way, maybe they, of course, they feel already humble, you know, very grateful to you. But if we have this attitude, then it's not right. Yes. We should give with a very humble attitude as well, yeah? As if we are not giving. As if we give to ourselves, then there's no need to have this attitude making them feel that inferior to us, yeah? Like they have to take something handed out to them from us. That is what it means, yes. So we have to be kind when we give. Not just the material things that we hand out to them, but we have to give also with love and with a very natural, sympathetic attitude and kindness. As if we give it to ourselves. That's it. You know, we give because we feel their suffering. We feel their need, as if we need it. As if at that moment we are the one who receive it. And if at that moment we are the one who really needs that. Yes. Just like when you see your child hurt, huh? You, your mother, feel like, even though you're not physically hurt, but your heart feels very, very painful, as if you yourself are hurt, and maybe even more so, because you would rather have it than the little child have pain. You'd rather take the pain or take the blame and take the hurt yourself. So this is the kind of attitude we should have when we see other people in need or in suffering, similar like that. That is a true giving, you know, with a heart like a mother to a child. Let's continue. The Buddha say, Subhuti, by what I have just said about kindness, the Tathagata does not mean that a disciple, when making gifts, should hold in his mind any arbitrary conceptions about kindness. For kindness, after all, is only a word, and charity should be spontaneous and selfless. See? Yeah, see what I said? Look like I know what the Buddha was going to tell. I did not read that before. Okay, now, it is exactly like that, you know? Because when we give and still thinking I am kind, or that I should be kind, or I should be selfless, I should be spontaneous, then it's not spontaneous, it's not kind anymore. It's just natural. Just as we breathe in the air, that should be our attitude when we're doing something good to others, yeah? It's like we need air to breathe, yeah? So we just breathe naturally. We don't think that we are being kind to ourselves. So when we give to someone else, it should be like that. The Lord Buddha continues, Subhuti, if any disciple heap together the seven treasures forming an elevation as high as Mount Sumeru and as many Mount Sumerus as there are in the 3,000 great universe, and bestow them in charity, his merit would be less than what would accrue to the disciple who simply observed and studied these scriptures and in the kindness of his heart explained it to others. The later disciple would accumulate greater blessing and merit in comparison of 100 to 1, yes, of 100,000 myriads to one. Nothing can be compared with it. No wonder everybody study, you know, the Diamond Sutra every day. Namo, da, 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 da. Yeah. Of course, it's nice. It's good to study the ancient scripture of the Buddha or any wise master. But the best is to practice it. You see what I mean? So the Buddha mean, even if you give in charity on material things, amounted to countless of mountains, you know, Sumeru is a very big mountain in India. So I mean, even if you give so much charity, so much material things, as many as, you know, countless mountains in the whole universes, not just in this world only. And his merit is even less than somebody who studied this sutra, this Diamond Sutra, and explain it to others. Oh my God, so I am having a big merit here, huh? I didn't know that. Otherwise, I would have read it a long time already. I did not read this. I mean, I probably read it, you know, but not like this, huh? Read to myself when I was younger, you know? Now I know I have accumulated lots of merit. Wow, congratulations to me. Thanks to you, huh? Wow. So the Buddha means is that you study the teaching of the Buddha. You know, especially when the Buddha was still alive, that's it. Yes? And then use it and practice it. Yes, of course. And even explain it to others. Yeah? Telling them to practice likewise. And that's how the merit will be multiplied. Wow.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again next week on Monday for part two of Sila Paramita, the practice of selfless kindness. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May Providence grace your life with tranquility and divine love.